Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/ Best of Redditor Updates, where OP discovers that her husband has a secret second family. Our next Reddit post comes from r/ True Off My Chest. My husband has a second family. The ultimate cliche has happened in my life, and I'm absolutely broken. My husband, my rock, has been having an affair for over 17 years. We've been married for over 25 years. We have 3 beautiful children, 2 in college and 1 who still lives at home. But turns out, my husband had another set of kids this whole time. My husband is an insurance broker. He has multiple branches over the country where he works week on, week off. Turns out, on his week off, he's been with his other family in Albuquerque where his other branch is. He has a fiance whom he has 2 kids with, both in their early teens. I found out when I went to make a new Facebook account, and when I searched my husband's first name, another profile with another last name popped up. And through that profile were the links to his fiance's and his other kids' Facebooks. My husband is currently with that family, and I know it's him because his most recent post is a photo of him and that other family eating dinner. Among those photos were photos of him kissing the girl and him being fatherly with kids who look nearly identical to my husband. I'm absolutely broken. Almost every part of me wants to scream in his face and reprimand him for ruining my life. But another part of me wants to pretend to be ignorant and let it be. Because our life is peaceful. He's good with our kids. He's the main source of financial income. He's loving. But he's also all those things to another family. Not only would I be tearing a gaping hole into my family, but I'd be opening up a vortex for them too. My heart is in shambles. I've never cried so much in my life. My youngest son is currently on a graduation trip with his friends, and I'm alone until my lying, cheating, bastard husband comes home. My life is absolutely wrecked. It's literally a movie plot. I'm hoping he'll just come home, and it'll be a big misunderstanding why he's kissing a woman with a ring on her finger. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm tempted to pack a bag and just leave. I can't be in the home where we've raised our kids, where we've spent every Christmas for the last 26 years, and where I've been alone on New Year's taking care of our babies while he works his butt off. I just can't! I want to leave a note for him to come home to, hurt him like he's hurt me, but I don't think that's possible. I don't know how I'll ever face him again. Then, 4 days later, OP posted an update. I've called an attorney, we're discussing the process, and he's also told me to gather as much evidence as I could, such as photos of the Facebook pages, text messages, and recent flight information. All this evidence has been put into a folder, and I'll present it to a judge or jury when we get into some sort of divorce proceeding. I've also been in contact with the other woman. I've told her, explained the situation, and she was just as distraught as me. From what I'm aware, she's financially independent from him, and they don't share property, so it seems very clean-cut on her behalf. My husband is aware of the fact that I know, and is currently staying in a hotel. But he's unaware the other woman knows. I confronted him when he walked through the door. He started to cry and plead, and honestly, it was kind of pathetic. I mean, I was crying too, but I've chosen to think of him as a pathetic coward for doing this, because he is. But anyways, I have my name on our house. We both do. So it's not like I can just kick him out. But he's chosen to live elsewhere for now for my sake. All I keep thinking is, if he chose to stay away for my sake, then maybe being faithful for my sake should have been considered too. Despite this, he's living elsewhere for now. He's in a hotel downtown where he calls every few hours to check up. I'm no longer sad. Well, I am, but I'm way more furious than sad currently. My kids still have no idea, and my youngest thinks that my husband is just working more in Albuquerque because of a business problem. I'm still confused about how to tell them that they have two half-siblings and two parents. One with an extra backup parent. I'm just feeling very, very unappreciated and unwanted lately, but your kind words have been so helpful. Thank you guys so much. Then, 6 months later, OP posted an update. I won't be going into details about the divorce because it's still ongoing, but do rest assured, it is happening. A few people seemed worried that I was going to stay with him, and for a period of time, I would have, but no, we are divorcing. On that note, I've completely cut contact with him. Our communication is through lawyers only. He officially moved out of the house, and my middle child moved back in to help me out over the break. To my knowledge, my kids have cut most contact with him, but I haven't asked because it's not my place. Also, custody isn't a problem because my youngest turned 18 recently. We've also been in contact with the other family, and we even spent Christmas together. Despite being a little awkward at first, me and his ex-fiance are trying our hardest to bring the kids together harmoniously. And that'll be the last update. I'm logging off of Reddit for now. I'll continue living my life. I'll try to support my kids through theirs, but I'll forever be thankful for the support and love that you all have shown me. Yours truly and sincerely, OP. Man, it's so weird to think that you'd be like 18 and then suddenly find out that just magically you have two half-siblings living in Canada. That's so bizarre to me. And then this dude, oh, it's so brutal. I almost want to feel sorry for him, except for the fact that he's a douchebag. He lost two wives and two sets of kids. Normally when someone cheats, they lose their entire family, but this guy lost two families. He has two women who hate his guts, and I think she said middle kids, so three plus two, five kids also hate his guts. And now they're bonding together over Christmas, talking about how much they hate their cheating father. Oh man, this guy ruined his life. Oh, this is brutal. Ooh, this comment from Imagine Ichion, which I did not consider. Wow, this makes him look so much worse. Her youngest kid is 18, and he had an affair for 17 years, so he must have started cheating when she was postpartum. He sucks. Oh man, this guy has a newborn baby. He abandons his wife to go work in Albuquerque. I guess he does have a legitimate job in Albuquerque, but he flees to Albuquerque, leaving his postpartum wife with a new baby, and he's thinking, man, what a relief to get away from my sad wife and my screaming baby. Can't wait to go balls deep in some local chick. Man, what scum. I'm glad he lost two families. Also, in the comments, people are pointing out that this story is really similar to another story on Best of Redditor Updates where OP discovers that her husband has a second family. So, hold on to your butts because we're about to see more lives get completely destroyed. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. Since I started lifting weights, I've been on a strict diet plan that helps me hit my protein goals while restricting my calories. I also need to make sure that I get enough vitamins and minerals to keep my body healthy. That's why I use Liquid IV when I work out. Liquid IV delivers extraordinary hydration with advanced science, thanks to Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. One stick of Liquid IV delivers superior hydration to water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. It's hydration for endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. And hey, it tastes pretty good too. They've got green grape, lemon lime, grapefruit, and more. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This post comes from r/relationship advice. I'm a 32-year-old woman, and I just found out that my husband, who's 36, has a full-blown secret family because his other wife, who's 29, just knocked on my door. Sorry if this sounds so vague and incomplete. I'm confused, and my eyes are all swollen up. I thought that I had a pretty happy marriage with Jonas. We've been together for over 11 years now, married for 9. We have twin girls who are 8 years old. Jonas works in a branch of business where he spends 3 months outside and 3 months at home. During this time, he'll visit us and we'll visit him. It's inconvenient, but he earns really good money. So good that I don't need to work if I don't want to. During all those years, I've never suspected him of cheating. He was always super honest with me and would even tell me about attraction to other people that he felt. So this comes out of the blue for me. Jonas is away on a business trip for the weekend. A woman knocked on my door. She introduces herself as Cherry. When I asked her what this was about, she broke down crying. I took her in, and after calming her down, she started to tell me this story about Jonas. Apparently, she and Jonas have been together for over 6 years and have a 3-year-old little boy together. We were both fooled because he keeps his life there completely separate from our life here. He has 2 different sets of social media accounts. Also, his parents sadly passed away in a car accident 15 years ago, so he didn't have to introduce us to either of them. At first, I was livid and screamed at her. Then, I calmed down because she was just a victim like me. Apparently, Cherry found out that our husband has an apartment that was paid for by the company through some bank statements. This is the apartment that he would take me and the kids to when we visited him. She searched his keys and went snooping. This is where she found out about us and decided that she wanted to tell me the truth after thinking about it for over 3 months. We both cried our eyes out together. We cursed out Jonas, and now she's sleeping on my couch. Cherry isn't legally married to Jonas because he sold her the "I don't believe in marriage" spiel. The only legal spouse he has is me. I know that I have to divorce him, but maybe I just need some extra advice and a little husband roasting. Also, should I keep in touch with Cherry and should we introduce our kids? Then, the next day, OP posted an update. I got legal advice today, and so did Cherry. We'll be staying in touch through the process, and we'll seek therapy first for us individually and then for the kids so we can walk them through what's happening. As for the situation with my husband, I've been advised to keep my mouth shut, so I'll be taking the kids to a vacation till my lawyer writes up the divorce agreement and we have enough evidence that he leads a double life. Thankfully, Cherry provided us with loads of evidence that he lives with her half the time and that the kids are his. Some of you suggested hiring a PI to know if he hides more. And some of you suggested that his parents are actually alive, and he's telling us they died just for the convenience because there could have been another family that he's running away from. I don't know if this is possible because we met when we were so young, but I guess I can't rule out anything anymore. Some people were wondering how I never found out that he has 2 separate social media accounts with the same name. The thing is, he doesn't. He has a double name, which is very common. So, one account is Jonas' last name, and the other account is Henry's last name. Also, he doesn't use his face for profile pictures. The company housing situation is very confusing to me, but as far as I understand, his company has to provide him with an apartment at his other place of work so he doesn't have to pay double rent. I think it's called company housing in the US. And no, I do not want to effing unite the families and stay married to this butthole. I know polyamory is a thing, but it's not my thing. I love monogamy, and besides, polyamory requires honesty, and he's been fooling me for at least 6 years, so no, that is not on the table. I would rather be a single mother than be together with a dishonest pig. I have my own job, and besides, I take care of the kids 6 months on my own anyways. So it's just ridiculous that some of you suggest that I pick financial stability before my happiness. Man, you know what's so wild about these posts? I just don't understand how people have the energy to lead two lives like this. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be like, ugh, one wife is so exhausting, can you imagine having two? No, I love my wife. What I'm saying is just the stress, the anxiety, the exhaustion of having to keep up two separate lives, to have two phones and to keep finances separate and to have different names with different people and to lie constantly and to fear every single day that everything's going to come crashing down around you and to hold your child in your arms and to smile and cuddle your child and then lie to their face about how you love her and you love her mommy and you'll never leave them. It's just, God, how do people put up with that? That sounds like emotional torture. I mean, yeah, if you're like a cheating douchebag, then I suppose the benefit is you get to have sex with two women. So if you're that type of scumbag, that feels like an appeal, but just, it's not worth it, man. All the emotional turmoil, who would sign up for that?
Our next Reddit post comes from r/talesfromyourserver. My manager asked if I could work last night because she needed an extra server to help with a bus of 110 eighth graders returning from a field trip. I'm never one to pass up an opportunity to make money, so of course I obliged. My coworkers and I began stocking early to prep for their arrival. When the kids arrived, I noticed they were all so polite. Each time that I would drop off drinks, rolls, or straws, I was met with smiles and thank yous. The kids didn't make much of a mess either. They also asked for trash bags to clean up some of what they'd left. One little dude called me over and said, "Excuse me, here's a tip for you." I didn't want to hold on to it any longer. He gave me 10 bucks all on his own. So sweet. Overall, my coworkers and I really enjoyed working with them. Then OP posted an update. I wrote a thank you letter to the school and included a $200 donation for the students to have pizza, ice cream, or any gathering of the principal's choosing. The principal was touched. She said they're going to come back every year and request me. Man, I've read so many stories of entitled parents and spoiled kids that when I saw that you were taking care of 110 eighth graders, I was like, oh my God, this is going to go downhill. But instead, this was a delightfully wholesome story. So thank you, OP.
That was r/bestofredditor updates. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.